This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF mission chief says economic reform program remains on track. UTEC signs agreement with U.S. lab for local cannabis research. And Prime Minister urges state agencies to promote innovation. The news in detail after the break.
To observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a candlelight vigil and concert at Emancipation Park, Wednesday, November 19 at 6 p.m., featuring Kevin Downswell, Omari, Rondell Positive, Dwayne Stevenson, Carleen Davis, Nikisha Barnes, and more. Come one, come all, and share the love with our children. Admission free.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund IMF mission chief to Jamaica, Yankees Martin, is reporting that the island's economic reform program is on track and remains strong. Mr. Martin says the program offers a path to vibrant, sustained growth and job creation. He was speaking at a press briefing Friday where the IMF mission team announced it has completed the sixth review of Jamaica's extended fund facility, EFF, with the IMF.
All program targets through September were met, and we have reached preliminary understandings with the authorities on policies that will support growth and employment in the months and years ahead.
While noting the growth in the economy of about 1.8% during the April to June quarter, Mr. Martin said the recent drought is expected to impact the figures for the July to September quarter. However, the IMF mission chief says the economy will pick up steadily, with growth projected at 2% in 2015-2016. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the review of the September quarter will also be impacted by current health concerns, including the chikungunya virus. However, he says there are signs of recovery in agricultural production due to increased periods of rainfall across the island.
The government is currently crafting the 2015-2016 budget, which will be consistent with the objectives and targets of the economic reform program and facilitative of more economic growth.
Dr. Phillips says for the remainder of the fiscal year, the program will focus on the growth agenda, which formed an important part of discussions between the IMF review team and the government. He points out that a subcommittee of the cabinet has been established to coordinate the growth initiatives of the country. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is calling on all state agencies to facilitate the development of innovators as the government increases its focus on science and technology for economic development. Speaking at the recent award ceremony for the National Medal for Science, Technology and Innovation, she said some agencies have become too focused on their role as regulators to the detriment of their responsibility as facilitators. In order to support this thrust, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says her administration is pursuing greater promotion and protection of brand Jamaica.
We must make fuller use of the Jamaican brand and fully exploit our advantages. We must be more aggressive in protecting our intellectual property.
In addition, the Prime Minister says the government is reviewing regulations and laws with the aim of developing a blueprint for the development of the island's nutraceutical industry. She says the process includes the registration of all stakeholders, monitoring of their practices, and certifying them to international standards and quality. And the University of Technology, UTEC, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with a California-based medical cannabis lab to explore mutual opportunities for research and development of medicinal marijuana. The agreement was inked by acting president of UTEC, Ambassador Burchell Whiteman, and chief scientist of Steepin Labs Incorporated, Dr. Donald Land, during a special ceremony at the institution's Papine campus on Friday. Science and Technology Minister Philip Paulwell, in endorsing the agreement, says the partnership represents a tremendous opportunity for Jamaica.
The industry for the development of medical marijuana, cannabis, is irreversible. That thrust has taken on a position that, having been endorsed by the cabinet and regulations will be shortly in place, we are assured that it is going to happen. But it has to happen within a certain framework. And research and development, the use of technology, is going to be very important because Jamaica cannot, in this industry, be a primary producer.
Minister Paulwell says Jamaica must utilize its tremendous global brand to establish itself as a place for high-quality medicinal products derived from ganja. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.